100% of every emotion that God has intended for us. Yeah? Did you know that? And if you have a baby, you will know that. They will express every emotion that there is from one second to the other second to the other second. And they're all purposeful. They're all very important. And I think this is a kind of a beginning of our discussion of that, because as we get older and older, we start to learn what not to express. So we think. What we call maybe bad emotions or good emotions, right? We put morality on certain emotions, even when God has given to us those emotions and feelings, even though they may be heavy, unpleasant, or light and enjoyable, they're all something that's meant to bring us into greater understanding of what's going on in our hearts, so we take our heart matters to Him so that He can speak to us about what's really in there and what He wants to say, His words of life-giving truth into our places of our heart so He can free us. So He can free us. So let me read this verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 one more time for us. Pain handled in God's way produces a turning from sin to God, which leads to salvation. And there is nothing to regret in that. But pain handled in the world's way produces only death. And again, this pain, it's been translated a variety of different ways. Your version of the Bible may have something different. It could be something like grief or sorrow, deep sadness, distress or regret. But it's actually one of the more heavy emotions that we can experience as a human being. Grief basically is you lose something very important or someone very important to you. That's one of the hardest emotions I think we experience, such as sorrow. So this is what the scripture is talking about. And even though Paul, who is the author of this verse, as he was communicating to the people that were being grieved, he's the one who actually caused them pain by what he said. But it was out of pure love. But here's the thing with us as human beings, is it doesn't matter sometimes what the person's intention is. We get so focused on the fact of how much it hurts us. Does that make sense? We get wrapped up on the intensity of this being so hurtful that sometimes it doesn't even matter what another person's intention really is. And this is where I want us to focus the next couple of minutes of what God wants to speak to us regarding hurts and emotional pain and how to handle it His way. The first truth is that pain and hurt is unavoidable. Yeah, it's inescapable. Here's John 16:33, where Jesus is saying these very words to His disciples. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. The same experiences that we just talked about before. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. If you are a human being, if you are a Christian or non-Christian, and this is Jesus speaking to believers, those who are followers of Him, you will have many trials and sorrows. You will experience much grief. You will have lots of pain. This is something that we cannot escape and we cannot eliminate. Yeah, this is a truth that we need to hear and know. Right? But Jesus says, take heart. What does that mean? Be confident. Be certain. Be filled with great joy, because I have overcome the world. You know, pain is unavoidable, but it's Jesus that makes us unbreakable. His healing power, who he is incomparable to what we experience in terms of our pain, as long as we look to and turn to him. Okay? So it's not the fact that you have pain and you have hurt, or who hurt you. A lot of people get stuck on this of who hurt you and how bad your pain is. Okay? It's not about that. I've talked to countless people who, one person may have had the most horrible things happen to them, but they are filled with joy and have a great abundance in life of what God has given into their heart, with peace and goodness and just being able to handle the well. And then I've known people and talked with people who, maybe in comparison to that horrible thing, maybe it's not as horrible. Maybe it was hurtful, but not horrible. But they're on drugs. Their life is spinning out of control. They have the worst of relationships. They have no peace. Does this make sense? It's not the level of hurt or the kind of hurt or who hurts you that matters. And this is where the devil will try to convince us and lie to us. It's about how we handle it, what our response is to the hurts that have happened to us. Okay? So we can't blame the pain or we can't compare it, because if you continue to do that, you're giving power to the hurt. You're giving power to the pain. And the more that happens, you're making it bigger and bigger and bigger and becomes the most important thing. And what ends up happening is it starts to imprison you. Just like we saw in the video clip, it becomes a prison. Not only just for you, but for other people too. Does that make sense? When you make your hurt the most important thing and you make it powerful and focus on it, it will become a prison for you. And it will also imprison other people that you care about very much around you as well into it. So pain, second point here, is pain must be used to turn us to God. The hurts that we have, the unavoidable ones, because people will hurt us, there are situations in life that will happen that will hurt us. When we have those experiences, we are to turn to God. 2 Corinthians 7:9, the verse before our Bible quote says, "Yet I am glad now, not because you were pained, but because you were pained into repentance." This is a biblical word, and it means simply, "And so turn back to God." Repentance is not just saying, "I'm sorry, I'm so guilty, I'm so, I won't do it again." That's only a part of it. Repentance simply means I'm no longer turning to whatever I'm turning to here. Usually it's sin, but I'm turning to you, God. I'm turning to you because you're my healer. You're my giver of life. You are my source of everything that I need. You are who I turn to solve this problem and to make me whole. It's a turning to God. Okay? It's actually very simple of what this means. We're turning from sin to God. Because here's the thing about when we don't do that, when we don't turn to God, this world is full of pain and full of sorrow. Why? Because the ruler of this world is the father of lies. The ruler of this world is the prince of darkness. The ruler of this world is the power of sin. And so when you are amongst that, there is going to be grief, pain, sorrow, and hurt. But when we turn to God with whatever that hurt is, and it can even be guilt, and it can be shame. You see, you know what the devil wants you to do when you feel guilty and shame? You know what sin wants you to do? Is to turn away from God and grow distant from him. Do you hear me? So when we feel guilty and when we may hurt somebody else or we have sinned in some way, the world and sin wants us to turn away from God. But God's way of handling guilt and shame is that you turn to God. Yeah. This is true repentance. This is what it means to handle that whatever hurt, whatever regret, whatever grief, whatever pain that you have, and you turn to God. Repentance is turning to God. And our last point as we wrap up our very important topic here today is when we handle these hurts in the ways that God wants us to handle them, it will lead. In fact, I will say it always leads to salvation. 2 Corinthians 7:10 again says, pain handled in God's way produces a turning from sin to God, which leads to salvation. And there is nothing to regret in that. This is God's promise. This is God's word to us. Yeah, we got our own way of handling pain and hurt, and this is God's way. You turn to Him for it, and He says it will lead to salvation. What does that mean? Well, it probably doesn't mean then all these heavy emotions that you experience immediately just go away, that you don't feel hurt anymore. Sometimes that may take some time. And sometimes it doesn't mean those memories of those things that happened to us will just be gone and erased away. Perhaps that can happen. I don't limit God's ability, but that's not necessarily what it's about. He doesn't want you just to eliminate your memories and eliminate your emotions. That's not what God's after. He's looking to take whatever you've given to Him in your hurts, and He wants to redeem them. He wants to make them new. If you have emotional triggers, He wants to redeem those emotional triggers so they lead you to growing into a great relationship to Him, with Him, so you can see things from His perspective. That you know that He has been with you and is with you and never leaves you. And in fact, empowers you and gives you the strongest of backs to go right through the most difficult of trials. It is to understanding the one who lives in me is greater than he who lives in the world, to where we can praise God and say, God, you are greater. God, you are stronger. God, you are awesome in power. And whatever we experience in our hearts and what's going on, we can see, God, you're so much greater. God, you are the life living in me is so much more than what I'm going through at this moment. And now it is to free you. He wants to free you from the prison that is of the world's way to handle hurts and pains. My friends, this is a simple truth that we take to God, and He will give us the practicals. Okay? Because Jesus is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. He's the answer. When you turn to Him, He will start to help you how to live this out step by step. Because if I tell you how I do, how God has taught me how to do this, then oftentimes we will try to emulate that method. And our faith becomes in that method. But the truth is, and the power is, you need to turn to God with where you're feeling these things. And He will give you everything you need for life and godliness. So what do we do when we feel hurt and when we feel pained? We turn to God. Everybody say, turn to God. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for ministering to our hearts so clearly and powerfully this morning. Father, through the many mediums that we experienced today in the video clip, as well as through our discussion and hearing your word, but may, Father, everything that we are learning be rooted in your eternal word that leads us to salvation, and there is no regret in that. Father God, I want to pray with my brothers and sisters and those who do not believe and have trusted you as their Lord and Savior here right now. First of all, if you are one who has come to church today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are riddled with hurts, and you have experienced the most horrible of pains, this is a time where God wants to minister to you and say God wants to save you from the power of sin that will only lead to death. So if you choose to turn to Him, repent and turn from sin to Him, and accept Jesus Christ in your Lord as your Lord and Savior, pray with me right now and say, Jesus, just speak out His name, Jesus, and He'll come to you. Jesus, I need you. And right now, I am turning from sin and turning to you, and I want to make you my Lord and Savior, and I want to give you the whole of my heart, the whole of my life, so that you become my master. Save me. Deliver me. I need you. Put into me your Holy Spirit so it can guide me further into everything that I'm hearing, so that I can have life. I turn away from sin. I turn away from how I've been doing things, and I accept you completely as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. And if God is ministering to your heart right now as a brother and sister in Jesus Christ of what you've been doing with your hurts, just open, keep your heart open. What the devil will want you to do is close that up. It's to numb it out. It's to shoo it away. Don't bring it up. But no, let the light of Jesus Christ, His holy and good and perfect light, shed upon your heart with His warmth of His unconditional love, one that will never condemn you, but only invite you to bring all of that into His care, into His everlasting arms. Turn to Him and say to Him, Lord, I trust you to be my healer. I turn to you and I need you to make right what has gone wrong. I look to you to give me the power to forgive. I look to you to give me the power to be able to not run away, but turn to you, so that, Lord, you can make me whole. And continue in that conversation. Thank you, Father, for, again, being the great I am here and now, loving us and giving us everything that we need, Father, to glorify your name and exalt the name of Jesus Christ here in our midst. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.